beloved. Well, let's give him a big hand. Amen, amen, amen. You ready for the word?
Praise the Lord.
So let's just sing, open the eyes of my heart to, as Brother Luis comes to bring the word of the Lord unto us, okay? Any other announcements that we've missed? First Saturday will be not just coming, the next, but that will be our Bible study, and the fellowship meeting will be the third Saturday of July. So remember these in the announcement, okay? Let's just sing, open the eyes of my heart as Brother Luis comes to bring the message unto us. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. The eyes of my heart, I want to see. I want to see. Open the eyes of my. If that's your desire, well, that's what God will do.
Open the eyes of my heart.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many appreciate the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. I hope you're happy to be in the house of God this afternoon. I certainly have so much to thank Him for. Amen. We are a privileged people in this hour, saints, to know the things that we know, but not just to know them. Amen. To be able to apply them to our lives, to have that ability to apply them. Amen. And certainly it's an honor and a privilege. And I'm so thankful to the Lord for it.
Amen.
So, if you want to turn with me to Exodus chapter 12, Exodus chapter 12, I want to speak this evening on a little topic called abiding in the token life. Amen. So, the token is something that's probably very familiar to all of us, but, we just want to speak about it, maybe dissect it a little bit more. Taking this scripture and let's see how the Lord leads. Amen. You pray for us. Amen. You pray for me because certainly you have, we have notes and you prepare yourself, but ultimately it's what God wants to speak, right? Amen. That's what we want to, yield ourselves to give you, for the Lord to give to you through us what you need. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that's what we desire. Amen. So let's just read this. Exodus chapters 12 verse 1. It says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening." Notice that it said the whole assembly.
Yeah.
And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. Amen. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Amen. Saints, I believe in verse 11, amen, just as Revelation 10, verse 11, amen. That's what we should be doing in this hour, amen. We should be eating this lamb, amen, ready to go. Because it's supposed to, amen, this thing's about to finish up, amen. And so I believe that that's what we need to be doing as the bride of Christ. So let's just bow our heads tonight. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for once again allowing us the privilege, Lord Jesus, to speak, Father God, to your people, Lord God. Father God, you help me, Lord Jesus, to only say, Father God, those things that would edify you, Lord, and or would glorify you and edify the people, Lord God. Lord, I commit myself into your hands now. And Lord, just bless, Father God, those that have needs amongst us. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in Brother Collie, Lord. And we appreciate Heavenly Father for your healing hand, Lord. For Father God, he's certainly been on our hearts these last few days. Lord Jesus, we commit the service into your hands, Father God. We honor you, we glorify you, and we put our sins under the blood of Jesus Christ right now, Father God. And thank you, Father, and ask you these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. You may be seated. Amen. Abiding in the token life, saints. Amen. You know, we see in the scriptures that this is not just the only scripture that is representative of what this is talking about.
Amen.
Amen. We see in other places that we don't have time to get into. Maybe there'd be another part two, a part three, or whatever. We'll see how the Lord leads. But this right here gives us and lets us know how important it is, amen, to not only abide by the instructions of that God has given us, amen. In this hour, God has given us instructions, amen. God has given us a message for this day, amen. And it's not a message that he gave us, amen, for us to just have it on a shelf, amen, or for us to just read it and be like the man there in James, that he looks upon the mirror, amen, and sees himself, but doesn't do anything about it. Amen. It's like you looking at the mirror in the morning, you wake up with your nasty breath and your hair all over the place, and you know you gotta brush your teeth, you gotta brush your hair, you gotta do all these things, but you just kinda look and then you just keep going. And I believe that's how many of us are taking the Word of God in this hour. Amen. We just sort of look and we're happy because we just glanced. But amen, we gotta look, amen, in order for us to be able to do something about it. Amen. Because if you don't do anything about it, God is not gonna force you. Amen. God is a God he's a gentleman, as Brother Branham said. He doesn't force any of us to serve Him. He wants you to do it out of your own heart. He wants you to fix yourself in the mirror out of your own heart. Amen. He's given you the tools. He's given you the way to do it. Amen. But ultimately, it's you that has to do it. Amen. And God did not give us a message in this hour. Amen. Sent the prophet in this day for us to just sit around. Amen. And not do anything about what that message says. I believe if Brother Brennan was sitting here, amen, you ask this question, would he be upset? Would he be, what's the word I'm looking for? Would he be disillusioned of what's going on around in this hour? Or would he be happy? You think about it, saints. So this message, saints, was sent to us, amen, for us to apply.
Amen.
Amen. Because we're, saints, this is as Brother Wade was talking about Sunday, this is a word that needs to be lived. Amen. It's a living word in this hour that needs to be, displayed to the people. Amen. That needs to be displayed to the outside. Amen. A living word. Amen. An eternal sign. Amen. Praise God. You know, when Noah was given that sign, amen, that was an eternal sign, that rainbow. Amen. It had to do with his covenant. Amen. It was eternal. And if you've got the Holy Ghost in this hour, amen, you should be displaying that eternal sign. Amen. Because that is the token in this hour, which we will get into here in just a moment. Amen. So here in Exodus chapter 12, verse 3, it says, speak ye unto, and if the brothers could just bring it up, and we're just kind of going to go verse by verse. I love doing this because, just kind of take our time. Amen. We just, I don't think we have any rush going anywhere, but we'll try not to keep you long tonight. Amen. In Exodus 12, verse 3 says, speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying in the 10th day, very interesting that it says in the 10th day, put that and apply that to Revelation chapter 10, of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers. A lamb for an house. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you see how it says that a lamb for an house. Each house had to have their own lamb.
Amen. Right.
Each house had to have their own sacrifice that they were going to sacrifice.
Right. Right.
It wasn't enough for the priest to have the lamb. It wasn't enough for Moses to have a lamb. It wasn't enough for the next door neighbor to have the lamb. They each one had to have their own lamb.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And same thing in this hour, saints. Each one of us has to have our own lamb ready, amen, in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
You have to have your own experience with Christ.
Right.
It's not enough that Brother Dale has his experience.
Right.
That has nothing to do with you.
Right. Right.
It's not enough that Brother Boyd has an experience, or Brother Wade, or anybody here has their own experience. Young people, you have to have your own experience.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
It's not enough that your mom and dad, amen, brought you here to church. Amen.
Right.
Or that they have their own experience. You have to have your own experience with Christ. You have to have your own lamb. Amen.
Right.
Ready.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And each household had to have the lamb ready. Amen. In their house. So the question is do we have the lamb in our house ready?
Right.
Is the token going to be displayed in the house? Is the token going to be displayed? Praise the Lord. So, says, and if, where we at? Verse 3. According to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house.
Amen.
Amen. So there must be, there was going to be a lot of lambs.
Exactly.
A lot of lambs. Yeah, because there was a lot of people. Amen. And if they were listening to that message, they were going to put it into action. But if they didn't really care about what was going on, they didn't really care and they didn't take it seriously, like most people in this day don't take it seriously what was given to us in this hour. Amen. Then they were not going to apply that in their life. Now verse 4 says, and if the household be too little for the lamb, in other words, if the house doesn't have enough members, let's say it's just a husband and a wife. And you know, if you take a lamb, now a lamb is the baby form of the animal, you see? And then there's the sheep who is the adult, right? So the lamb, even a small little lamb is still probably is too much for just two people, right?
Right.
Even three people, right, to eat. So the Bible here says, if the household be too little for the lamb. In other words, if there's not enough people to eat that lamb, because remember, they had to eat the whole thing. Remember, they had to eat the whole thing. And God made a provision for them for that. Because, I mean, not everybody had 15 kids. Maybe there was some that couldn't even have kids, right? Maybe there was some that just had one kid. Some had two, right? So if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it. Take what? Take that lamb.
Right.
According to the number of the souls.
Right.
Amen. In other words, you have to get with your neighbor or whoever you think will be able to share that lamb with you, or you share that lamb with them.
Amen.
According to the, and be able to divide that lamb according to the number of the souls.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Every man according to his eating shall make your account for the lamb.
Right.
So when they would come, when you and your neighbor would come together, you would portion out that lamb according to what you'd think you can eat.
Right?
Right?
Amen.
And that's exactly, amen, what God was telling them to do, amen?
Right.
And I believe, saints, that God has given us a great revelation in this hour.
Amen.
We're blessed here as a church to have what we have, amen?
Amen.
And then I thank God for it, amen?
Right.
But, amen, I believe that, saints, the world out there needs to also receive and hear what we get in here as well. Amen. That's the reason why I fully don't agree with just us four and no more. Amen. I think that we need to go out and share.
Amen.
What God has given us. Oh, it's great. It's wonderful that we have what we have. Amen. And I love what God has given through Brother Dale, amen.
Amen.
But it's not enough that Brother Dale has it, amen.
Right.
You got to have it for yourself.
Right. Exactly.
Amen?
Amen?
Praise God.
Amen.
And you know, sometimes, saints, we take this attitude that if somebody's wrong or somebody said something wrong or somebody believes something in a certain way, maybe that's just a phase that they're going through.
Right.
That doesn't mean that they're like that.
No.
Amen. Have we sat down and talked with the brother? Have we sat down and talked with the sister?
Right.
Amen. But sometimes we get this critical spirit on us.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. That we here have the truth. We're the ones who got it all.
Yeah.
And nobody else has. That's not the right attitude to take. That's not the right attitude to take, because you're not going to win anybody to Christ if you're with that attitude.
Right.
You're not going to win anybody to Christ with that attitude.
Right.
You're not going to help anybody. We're supposed to be a light. And how are we going to be able to share the light out when we would just want to keep it here to ourselves?
Yeah.
Amen. That's not the attitude to take. You see, God was telling them, amen, if you have too much of the lamb for your household, be willing to share it.
Right.
That's exactly what he was saying.
Exactly.
Every man, brotherly kindness. That's exactly right. Brotherly kindness.
Yep.
Sometimes it bothers me that sometimes we get these critical spirits on us.
Yes,
yep. I'm just going to bring it down home, saints.
Yep,
you just eat the lamb.
Yeah.
All right. Eat the lamb, because I go for me too.
Amen.
I have to eat this lamb too.
Amen.
This lamb had to be eaten with bitter herbs as well.
Right.
So we go through hard times, but it's also by us going through those hard times, amen, we can experience the sweetness of the lamb as well. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yep.
Amen. Now verse 5 says, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. Amen. Now, this lamb, amen, had to be without blemish.
Amen. Exactly.
Amen. In other words, you could not have a lamb that was lame or blind.
Right.
Or had some sort of blemish on it.
Right.
Amen. It had to be a perfect lamb.
Right.
That was the only lamb that God was going to receive. If they were to really if they really believed the message of that hour, that was the type of lamb that they had to take.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Now, I want us to read a scripture, and if the brothers could turn to it, and in Malachi chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. Amen. Because, saints, Israel, in Leviticus, they were given the ordinances of how these, officially, how this lamb should be taken. But then, it came to a point, saints, that Israel would offer these lambs, and it just became such a ritual for them, such a routine for them, that they came to a point where they just offered up anything to the, and they didn't even care.
That's right.
Now I want you to read what it says here in Malachi chapter 1. It says, Verse 6, it says, a son, this is God speaking through Malachi. Uh-huh. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master.
Right.
If then I be a father, where is mine honor?
Right.
In other words, God's saying, a son, if you have a son or daughter, they honor their father.
Yeah.
In other words, in Israel, there were sons and daughters who honored their parents, right?
Right?
A servant, his master. They had servants. Amen. They would honor, the masters would get honored by their servants, right?
Amen.
But then God is asking, if then I be a father, where is mine honor?
Yeah.
I want to ask you that question.
Yeah.
If he's father, if he's your father,
right.
Where is the honor that you should give him?
Right.
Are you giving him honor through your life? Or is it wishy-washy?
Yeah.
Well, I go to church. I do what I'm supposed to do. Amen. I'm here.
Yeah.
But are you giving him honor through your life? Because
right.
Remember, saints, it's a life lived. God is looking for the life of Christ.
Right. Amen.
He doesn't care that you just show up.
That's right.
But what's your reason for showing up?
Right. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Young people, what's the reason for you showing up? Amen.
Amen.
What's the reason for you to listen to your parents?
Amen.
What's the reason for you to heed that has been instructed to you for all these years?
Amen.
Do you just do it so you don't get in trouble?
Yep.
I'm speaking to everybody.
Amen.
Or do you do it because in your heart,
amen,
I want to honor the Father?
Right. Amen.
I have my Father here on earth, but my true Father, amen, I want to honor him, amen?
Glory.
Because in honoring your true Father, your heavenly Father, you're not going to have any problems honoring your earthly father or your
amen.
Earthly mother, amen?
Amen. Right.
You're not going to have any issues obeying when they tell you to stop doing this or don't do that or do this and go this way, amen? You're not going to have any issues at all. If it's in the Word, if it's godly counsel, you won't have any issues whatsoever. Why? Because you're in love with your Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if I be a master, which God is our master, right? Where is my fear? In other words, where is that fear that you should have for me if I'm your master? If you say that I'm your master, this is God speaking. If you say I'm your master, where is the fear that you should fear me? Amen. In other words, not to be scared of God, but to be, it's a godly fear. Amen.
Right, amen.
Reverence. Amen.
Right.
That's exactly right. And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priests that despise my name. Now, he's talking to people who he gave his word to. To do these sacrifices and to do these things.
Yep.
And they came to a point where they despised the name of the Lord.
Right.
Ah. Why? Because they let it to be so common, so routine in their life that they came to a point, man, it's another communion service.
Yeah.
I know they're going to pass around the plate and we get we drink the wine and then everybody comes up, washes their feet and not thinking about it, what all that means.
Right.
Not thinking one minute what all that means. Not what, because you've taken it as a routine.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about, saints.
Right.
What are we doing here?
Right. Yeah.
O priest that despise my name, and ye say, wherein have we despised? And so the priests are asking, where have we despised your name?
Yeah.
And you know the Lord knows more than you do.
Oh, yeah.
Knows better.
Right.
When you think you're getting away with things and you think that you got it all figured out, God's got something else.
Right.
There that you have no idea. You offer, verse 7, you offer polluted bread upon mine altar. And ye say, wherein have we polluted thee?
Yeah.
In other words, they're asking that question. Where and what have we polluted thee, Lord? In that ye say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. Now that word contemptible means that there's that it can be despised.
Right.
It can be hated.
Yeah.
You know? it's really not taking it for what it really means.
Right, man.
The table you say and that ye say. This is the point that they got to.
Right.
They started saying, the things of the Lord, you know, just go to church.
Yeah.
Or not.
Right.
Because that's how it's gotten to nowadays.
Right.
That's okay to miss a service.
Yep. Preach it, brother.
But it's not okay.
It. No, it's not.
That's your own, idea.
Amen.
That's your own plan.
Right.
It's not in God's plan.
That's right. Amen.
It's not in God's plan. It's not in His Word.
Amen.
In that ye say the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if ye offer the blind for sacrifice. Now watch.
Wow.
This is what He's talking about, these lambs.
Amen.
Remember He told them there in Exodus chapter 12, you shall offer a lamb without blemish.
Right.
Now they come to a point. If ye offer the blind for sacrifice, blind lambs or blind animals for sacrifice, is it not evil?
Right.
And if ye offer the lame and sick, is it not evil?
Right.
Offer it now unto thy governor. In other words, now He's saying, you give a governor that.
Yeah.
In other words, if, let's say President Trump came through here right now. I bet you some of you, you guys that are sleeping right now,
yeah,
you would not be doing that right now. But yet, we're in the presence of God, and that's what we do. That's exactly what Malachi was saying. Is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Will he be pleased with thee or accept thy person? Mm. You offer what you do every day in your life, the way you act in church, the way you live your life on a daily basis. Oh, the church people may not know what you do at home, but you do.
Yeah.
And God knows what you do at home or don't do at home.
Right.
And if President Trump would walk in here, or whoever you think is the greatest person on earth, walks in here, I bet you that the attitude that you come to church, most of us come to church with, that's not the attitude that you would have.
Right.
Young people, the attitude that you come to church with, that you're about to bite your whole finger off but can you explain what's being taught?
That's right. Right.
Because saints, this is life.
Amen. Right.
Coming to the house of God, it should be life. It should be something that you love, that you want.
Right.
I can't wait to go to the house of God and get free from my job. Amen. Where there's cursing. Amen. There's all kinds of hypocrisy and all kinds of stuff. And that's the only rest place that I have throughout the week.
Amen.
It's the Word.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Will He be pleased with thee or accept thy person, saith the Lord of hosts. What an analogy that God gave there. So they got to a point where they were told them, I believe it's in Leviticus, somewhere in Leviticus, where God tells them again to not offer lambs or animals with blemishes. So he put it into the law.
Exactly right.
And these priests came still under the law.
Yeah.
They didn't care anymore.
No.
Oh, we've come 40, 50 years now since the message has come, and some of us have gone so far away from the way you acted when you first believed.
Right.
You're so loose now.
Yeah.
I'm so loose now. We don't take God seriously anymore.
Right.
Until we're left behind, and until we're dead spiritually, completely, then you realize, my goodness, what have I done?
Amen.
Don't come to that point.
Amen.
Young people, take life seriously now.
Amen.
Amen. Take this Word seriously.
Amen.
What is it that my mom and dad have tried to tell me for 16 years? 18 years. It's time for you to experience God for yourself.
Amen.
Amen. It's okay that you have, like I preached last time, it's okay for you to have goals. It's okay for you to have visions. That's good, and you need to do those things. Amen. But place the Lord always before you.
Amen.
Put God first in everything before anything else. Because let me tell you, every single thing that you do in this life, whether it's marriage or whether it's all those things are good. But you, whatever you think, the rosy things that you're thinking, that's only temporal. Eventually, it comes down to a relationship between you and God.
Amen.
I can go into some more details, but I don't want to do that. Amen. The things, because I was once young. Brother Dell was young. Brother Wade was young. Brother Boyd was really young. We've all had, even our sisters have all gone through those thoughts, gone through those motions. And great, when God gives us a partner in life and lets us love somebody, amen. But ultimately, it's between you and God. Ultimately, you'll come down to it when you've experienced what marriage is and the benefits of marriage and all those things, you know, wonderful, wonderful. But then it comes down to, I still have to serve the Lord. I mean, just boil it down. I still got to serve God, and your partner has to have his own relationship with God too, or her own relationship with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. How did I get into that? Amen. Praise God. Now you look at Cain's saints. Cain came to a point where he probably heard maybe what was needed to be offered. He probably knew, but it wasn't revealed to him. Amen. It wasn't a revelation. When something becomes a revelation, amen, you go and do it. Amen. And so that's the reason why he came and God will take fruit just as much as he took my brother's offering. My brother's offering a lamb, a sloppy. Look at that altar. It's all dirty and nasty and bloody, but look how clean mine is. And I'm sure God will take it. You'll be surprised. You'd be surprised what you think God will take in your life.
Right.
And then you wonder why you're not growing in Christ. Why I'm not growing. I don't understand. Whenever I go to church, I don't understand what's being preached. I don't understand what's being taught. I don't understand. Amen. What are you letting in your life that's taking your thoughts away from Christ? What's in your home that's keeping you from continuing and moving on with Christ? Because you don't think those things matter. But they have spirits. Spirits to try to keep you, amen, from keep walking with Christ. It all matters. Amen. It does matter. Amen. Now Exodus 12:6 says, Exodus 12:6. And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. In other words, keep that lamb unto the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Amen. Amen. So this message that God gave to Moses to give to the people was to be lived out and acted upon here in that evening time. Amen. And it was in the evening time that God gave us the message that God gave us, right?
Amen.
Now it's time to put it into action.
Amen.
We've got word after word. We've got the letter of it from 1947 or 40 to 1965. Some of us can quote exactly the paragraph number and everything, but you still don't know you're still not displaying the token in your life. You're still not applying what the message was brought to us to do. Because let me ask you, saints. Let me ask you, what's more important? That God sent us a prophet and gave us a message, or taking that, having a people take that message and living it out.
Amen.
What's more important?
Right.
A lot of us still live in 1960s, 1950s. With the relics of what God did back then.
Right.
I don't care about relics.
Amen.
That relics don't save me.
No.
That's not the token I'm looking at.
No. Right.
Amen. I'm looking for a life.
Hey.
Amen.
Glory.
Relics don't save me. I don't care how much where Brother Branham was, or it doesn't matter to me.
Right. Amen.
I visited Jeffersonville, I visited these places, but that never did anything for my salvation.
No. Right.
I've seen almost all the pictures that they took of Brother Branham.
Amen.
Never gave me the Holy Ghost.
Right. That's right.
I've listened to almost all the messages.
That's right.
Not one time. Amen. It has to be, amen, that God reveals that word to you so that you can put it into action.
Amen.
Brother Branham said clearly that the message is Christ.
Amen. Right. Absolutely.
Yep. And I like what Brother Wade said this after, Brother Tim Hume said, amen. We're not giving people Christ anymore. We're not preaching Christ anymore. Amen. We're just preaching them quotes and but not turning the people to Christ. And Christ is still there waiting. Until you get off your high horse, I know I got this quote here, and then this one counters with this quote and things like that. But Dale knows all about those things.
Yeah.
He saw those things back in the early days.
Yeah.
We're past that now.
Right.
And none of that saved anybody.
Right.
None of that saved anybody.
Right.
Saints, I say we need to get in step with this word.
Amen.
Because saints, there's young people here that need the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Right.
There's little kids. I have two girls that need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
For you to be fighting about some quotes and me and telling me to look at relics.
Yeah.
Right.
It's gotten so bad, saints. I'm just going to say it. It's gotten so bad that now they've got little kids. Now, I'm not going to say the entity, but all of you would know it if I knew. They got little kids making crafts with a door, right? A little house with a door. And right out there on the front, it says, the token, tape boy, or something like that.
Yeah.
And they got a tape, the token of the tape, right above the door. That's what, to them, that's what that's become. The token has become.
Yeah.
A physical relic.
Yeah.
Nothing about the life, and that's not what they're teaching the children.
That's right, amen.
And I feel terrible for these children.
Amen.
All these children that are being taught these things and not being taught what the prophet really said about the token.
Amen.
Just showing them relics.
Yep. Amen.
I'm going to preach against it until I die.
Amen.
Because I can't stand seeing parents. You parents need to be careful, because let me tell you what, he comes in with flatteries.
Amen.
He comes in with flatteries, and you're not going to be deceived by a Catholic church or by a Baptist or a Pentecost or anybody like that. You're going to be deceived by somebody who comes with tapes, who comes with the pictures, who comes with everything, and it comes with a prophet. That's who you'll be deceived by.
Right. Believe that, brother.
And you know what he's doing? He's targeting your children.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
He knows that if he can get that next generation,
right.
He's not. They are not receiving the message.
Right. That's right, brother. Amen.
And it's up to you, parents, to be careful and beware.
Amen.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with listening to the tapes. You've got to listen to the tapes.
Amen.
Have those tapes even playing every single day in your house.
Yeah.
Some brothers, they play it 24/7. That's awesome. Brings an atmosphere.
Sure.
Good atmosphere.
Right.
But if you're not giving those kids, amen, the truth behind those tapes.
Right.
And you're just showing them the tape.
Yeah.
You're doing them a displeasure, disservice.
Amen.
He comes in with flatteries.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter who he's the son of. It doesn't matter to me.
That's right.
It has nothing to do with me and Christ.
No, right.
Amen. But you have to answer for that.
Yeah.
If you drift away from this word.
Amen. Right.
Amen. You'll be the one to answer because.
Amen.
Amen. I believe Brother Branham would be rolling in his grave right now.
Yeah.
With those types of things.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen.
Well, you may not like it, but. That's not what Brother Branham says in the message. And I'll prove it to you here in just a moment.
Amen.
Amen. Now, what was greater? Amen. So, this entire body of Christ is to be this of the same mind. Amen.
Right.
For the same cause.
Right.
Amen. I believe that we need to have the same goal, the same mind, the same cause. Amen.
Yes,
and it's Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just as Jesus, He had to completely die out to Himself. So must we die out to ourselves today. Amen. Saints, that lamb, amen, that they had to eat, amen. It was tender, amen. It was young. And the reason why He said to get it young, because usually the young animals, excuse me, a calf or a lamb or something like that, those are the ones that taste better.
Right, yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yep.
Better than an adult cow. Or an adult goat,
right.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Usually the younger ones are the ones that taste better.
Yeah,
and it's and why did God say get a one that's younger than a year or not more than a year?
Right.
Because it has not had time to pollute itself with the things of the world.
Right.
You see?
That's right, brother.
Christ, amen, he showed forth all those qualities.
Amen.
He didn't have time to pollute himself with the world, with Hollywood, or with all these things. Amen. He was all about the Father's business.
Amen. Yeah. All right. Yep.
And that's the lamb that we need to prepare. We need to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, Exodus 12:7, the brothers could bring that up. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts.
Yeah.
And on the upper doorposts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it.
Right.
Amen. So they were to take this blood. Amen. And brothers, if you could bring up that picture, with the doorpost. Amen.
Amen.
This is a little visual, saints. Amen. They were to take that blood of the lamb that they held for.
Right.
They took on the 10th day of the month, held it for 4 days. Amen. Killed it and took some of that blood. Why? Because the death angel was coming.
Yep.
Death was striking the land.
Amen.
Death is about to strike this land. Or
Amen.
Death is already struck spiritually.
Amen.
Amen. But the whole thing is about to go up. Amen.
Yeah.
And death was about to strike. And this is the message that they needed to do. They needed to put the blood on the lintel up at the top and on the sides. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So it says here, and on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it.
Right. Yes.
In other words, they needed to take that blood and strike it on the doorposts of their own house.
Right.
Not on the doorposts of our next door neighbor's house.
Right.
That's not enough.
Right.
That's the reason why, as the word is going forth, you need to say, Lord, that's for me.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I know you're talking to me, but this is what we like to do. I wonder if they're listening. Oh, I hope they are. This is for them. And not knowing that you could be just like those priests. Offering just whatever in your life and you're thinking about somebody else. You're thinking about somebody else's life.
Yeah.
How they're walking spiritually. Not, you don't look at your own self.
Yeah.
What's wrong with your life? Are you fully serving the Lord?
Yeah.
Do you fully have the token on display?
Right.
Amen?
Yeah.
The blood needed to be applied on the doorposts. Right? On the top and on the sides.
Right.
The brothers could bring that picture back up. Just keep it up. Until I say, but why did not the Lord say to put the blood down in the at the bottom of the threshold,
right.
or at the bottom where the floor, the entrance of the house.
Right.
Why just on the sides?
Right.
Well, for one, saints, you know that this is representative of the cross.
That's correct.
Right. Amen.
Of the death of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Right? That lamb, this all represents Jesus.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
But two, saints, you have to look also. Remember what the scripture says, I believe it's in Hebrews. It says, unless you trample the blood of Christ.
Right.
Amen. That we don't take this thing so seriously. And what we do is, when we don't take the things of God so seriously, it's like you just trampling over the blood.
Right.
So God didn't want the blood to be trampled upon. Amen.
Right.
That's the reason why he wanted it around the sides. Amen. Not on the threshold. Not down on the floor.
Right.
Amen. Not for you to trample on it and for you to because remember, saints, a door is for you to go in and a door is for you to go out.
Right.
Right? And you could have that blood in your life. You could come to church. You could go through the motions. You could have justification, sanctification.
Sure. Amen.
And not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And be able to just go out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
We've seen it. People have come in.
Yeah.
Anybody, hey, oh, thank God I've got the blood. Amen. And then all of a sudden you see him go
right.
out.
Right,
and for you to be able to go out, you have to go under that blood.
Amen.
Right.
You have to trample the blood of Christ. You have
right.
to go through the Christ who is the door.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
For you to walk out completely.
Yep. Right.
God's already given a provisions for you. Amen. The blood, the door, everything. Amen. He is all those things. Amen. But for you, amen, to completely be worldly and leave this gospel and leave this message and leave all these things, you have to go and face all those things.
Right.
Leave all of that.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Praise God. Hebrews 10:29 says, how much sore punishment suppose ye shall be thought worthy who had trodden underfoot the Son of God and have counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing. And hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Amen. So you decide if you're going to stay in or stay out. But it's guaranteed, amen, that you'll die with the rest of the world
right.
when you're out.
Amen.
Spiritually, right. spiritually speaking. And that day, it was physical death.
That's right.
Right. Exactly.
And this day is spiritual yes, death.
Amen.
And that's worse.
Right. Amen.
That's worse than physical
amen.
Death.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So, young people, it's up to you. It's up to you to decide, am I in or out?
Yeah.
You, some of you are getting to an age that now you've got to make major decisions
right.
in life.
Amen.
Am I in or am I out?
Right.
Am I going with the world, the things of the world, the fashions of the world, the thing, or am I going to stay with Christ?
Right.
Amen. Right. Under that blood, covered, under that token. Amen. That's where I want to be, saints, in this
right.
hour. Amen. Covered under the blood completely. I can't save myself and neither can you. Amen. But well, I know somebody that's already done it for
yeah.
me.
Amen.
I plead the blood. Amen.
Amen. Right.
We may fall many times flat on our face, saints.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
But if you stay hidden under that blood,
amen.
There's cleansing for those. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Because saints, God is all about redemption.
Amen. Right.
Saint, you see? He's all about redemption. He wants to save you. He
right.
wants
Amen.
He wants to forgive you.
Yes, sir.
He
right.
wants to give you the Holy Ghost. He wants to give you all these benefits,
right.
but the question is, do you want it?
Right.
Do you want to?
Right. Amen.
Amen. Now Brother Branham, he brought this out, this blood. As a token. And of course the scripture talks about it as a token. Oh. And a token means The definition of the word token means a thing serving as a visible or tangible representation of a fact, quality, feeling, etc. I mean, Brother Branham says it like this in the message token. Now what is first a token? It's a word that's commonly used among we English speaking people, especially here in America. A token is the dictionary says that a token is a sign. It's a sign of a fare, price paid. See that the fare or a price, a required price that's been paid. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, for example, saints, let's just say, you know, this is a gift, right? And I give it to Brother Dale, right? Well, that is a token of my appreciation to Brother Dale, right?
Right.
You see, we say that phrase, a token of our appreciation to Brother Dale. But here's the thing, saints. When I give Brother Dale this token, every time he sees that token, it's supposed to remind him of me.
Right.
Of who gave it to him.
Right.
It doesn't remind him of himself.
Right.
Doesn't remind him of Brother Wade, because Brother Wade had nothing to do with that.
Right?
It's supposed to remind him of me.
Right?
Yep. And saints, if God has given us the Holy Spirit in our life, amen, it shouldn't point us to anything else.
Right.
It shouldn't point us to a man. It should not point us to any other movement. Yep. It should not point us to a relic. Right. It should point us to the life of Christ itself, amen. The Holy Spirit.
Amen. Right.
That's the token, amen.
Right.
So the token, amen, like for example, the blood, amen, wasn't necessarily, the blood was the token, amen, but really, that blood represented that there was a life that took the place of them. You came with that blood. You came with that lamb and you slaughtered it in your mind thinking this animal, this innocent animal is taking my place. Amen. And here I'm using this blood, and every time I look at this blood, it tells me that this animal, amen, took my place. The blood itself didn't have any life. It was the life that was in the blood,
right.
Saints.
Amen.
That's what I'm saying, saints, that there's no life in relics. Okay. There's no life in none of these things, external things, amen.
Right.
The chemical part of the message, if you were to say it that way.
Right.
There's only life in Christ.
Amen. Right.
And Christ is only in His Word.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ is in His Word.
Right.
Christ is not in anything else outside of the Word.
Amen.
Praise God. Now I want to make it a little simple. So, Brother Wade, maybe come here and help me.
This is a good ear.
All right. You probably already heard that. Brother John, come here. You come stand right here. Amen. You're already standing up. Come here, Thomas. Come here. And come here, let's see. Come here, Esther. Step right up. And let's see, we need one more. Let's see. All right, let's see. Come here. We'll get a. All right, Kaylee. Yeah, you got this. You got this smile on your face.
Yeah.
You see some of these as I'm going around looking for kids. Some of these kids are just looking forward. I hope you don't call me. All right. So just to show what this token is, amen. You're about to ride on a train, right? I go to Toronto. My wife comes from Toronto. When you ride the subway over there and you pay your fare, they give you a token, little token. And it's for you to give to the people that is letting you into the subway, to the train, so that you can get through. Now, so, So you've come here and you've purchased the you've made the purchase, and so you're gonna get your token, right? And you're gonna get your token, right? You ready to ride the train? All right. You're gonna get your token. No, maybe. Depends on how good you do here. And you're gonna get your token. All right. Now, the one that for you to get on the train, you have to go through Brother Wade. So, Kaylee, you go ahead and give your token. So you're gonna let her it through, right? The fare has been paid.
Your fare has been paid.
Her fare has not been paid. Come here, John. No, Brother Wade wasn't on it.
Oh, you can't go.
Now you see, all of them had, this is the token that they gave. Three of them here had this one. Had these, the greens, right? That we use here in America. One of them had this. This is so pretty. It's Canadian money. It's pretty. It's nice. Yeah, it does look fake. But it's not the token. It's not what is going to go through Brother Wade to let them in on the train. Right? It's a piece of paper. It's actually looks better than these. But it wasn't enough for her to get through through the train, right? So you get to ride. And I guess you'll get to ride too. So thank you very much. You may be seated. And you can keep that, Esther, as a relic. Because you can't use it here in America. just let it always remind you of the token. Right? But I wanted to do that visual for the little kids. To let them know, you've got to have the token on display. The correct token. Right? The true token. Amen. Not no substitutes. No. And it could look almost just like the real thing and not be the real thing.
Right?
Praise the Lord. Amen. So the blood showed that God's requirement for the taking of the life of the Lamb for the believer was met. That's what that blood represented.
Amen.
And so that token represented, it identified the believer, amen, the one that sacrificed, amen, that lamb, and the blood came out, it identified him with that lamb, right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Because, saints, let me tell you, it was okay for those Israelites to have the lamb, right?
Yeah, sure.
They had the lamb, but it wouldn't matter nothing if they would not kill the lamb.
Right. Yep.
They could have had the lamb. But if they didn't kill it, they would not be able to put that blood over the doorposts.
No. Right.
Amen?
Right.
And so that's how sometimes we are. We nitpick at what we want to do.
Yeah.
I like this, but I don't like this. I'll do this, and this I won't do. Amen. You got to follow all of the message.
Right.
It's a whole message or it's nothing. Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Look what Brother Branham says here. If the brothers could bring up to the world, it's a bunch of foolishness. In 1963, the token. I just want you to read with me. And I didn't give these to the brethren in the orders that we usually give. But I'll just read, and if they pull it up, then amen. All right. To the world, it's a bunch of foolishness.
Amen.
But to God, it's the only way.
Yeah.
The only thing that he requires is that token. It must be there. And you cannot have the token until the fare is paid. Then you are a possessor of the token, which gives you the privilege of a free pass. I'll see the blood, I'll pass over you. Amen. What a time that, what a privilege to know that you pack within you the pass. Notice that he says within you. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. It's the only thing that he'll recognize. It's nothing else that can take its place. No substitute, no denomination, no nothing else. It takes that. God said, that alone will I see. So no, none of your ideas, nobody's ideas, nothing else. It's only Christ. Amen.
Right.
The Holy Spirit in your life is the only thing that God's going to see. Because that's the only thing that's God himself.
Right.
He only sees his own word.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
And if the word of God is abiding in you by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen, which is life, but that's eternal life. Amen.
Right.
If it's about in you, God sees that he knows that you have the token on display.
Amen.
And let me tell you what, saints, when the Holy Ghost is abiding in you and your display, and that token, not just displaying internally, but displaying on the outside as well.
Exactly right.
It will display on the outside for everyone to see. Nobody will wonder if you're a Christian or not. When the token is on display for real, nobody will question, is she a Christian?
Yeah.
Is she one of the ones whose family killed the lamb and put the blood over the lentils?
Yeah.
And they're inside eating the lamb, listening to the message every day, going to church, every time the church doors open. I think she is. Yeah. Not just because of the way you display yourself, but it's the life, the way you live. Amen. Because many people can act like Christian saints. Many women, sisters can grow their hair long. Many brothers can stop wearing ungodly clothes and sagging their pants and wearing all kinds of chains and all kinds of stuff all over their body. Tattoos. And you don't need to do all those things. None of those things. But that doesn't mean the life of Christ is within you. No. That's only a substitute. You're substituting the true token for that. And we feel comfortable. Sometimes we feel so comfortable. I'm obeying my parents. I do everything that I'm supposed to do. And I listen to my mom and dad. I don't talk back. I pay attention at church. I do all these things. And yet, really in your heart, something is you really desire the world. And the token of is not really within you. Amen. Because remember, the token has to be inside.
Exactly.
Amen. Praise God. Let's read the next quote, Brother Bram's in, Brother Ann. Yes, that one. For the animal life could not come back upon the human being. Now I want you to pay attention to this. When the blood was shed, the life went out, of course, because it was a unit. And when the life's blood was gone from it, the life being different from the blood. Now the blood is the chemistry of the life. But the life is something different from the blood.
Right?
Because saints, when they killed that lamb, that blood, amen, that blood was a representation of them having faith on the message that Moses gave to them, right? But there was a deeper meaning behind that as well, right?
Amen.
So you could go through the motions of the message. You could do everything you're supposed to do and still not have the life.
Right?
But the life is in the blood, and the animal life could not come back upon the worshiper. When he shed this blood of the lamb, he had to apply the chemistry because that the life was gone and could not come back.
Right?
Now, scroll up. Because it could not come upon a human being because the animal life doesn't have a soul. The animal doesn't know that he is naked. and he doesn't realize sin. It knows none, so therefore, it's a living being, but not a living soul.
Right.
Therefore, that animal life could not come back upon a human life,
right,
because it didn't have a soul,
right,
in that life.
Right.
Now, there is a life, a blood, a life, and a soul in the life. The soul is the nature of the life. In other words, saints, when the Israelites were killing, that's the reason why they could not receive the new birth in the Old,
right,
Testament.
Amen.
Because they could not do that. They could not receive the Holy Ghost then, because the perfect Lamb of God had not come.
Right. Amen.
Which was Christ.
Amen.
So that's why in shedding animals' blood, and only covered sins for them.
Right.
It didn't take away sin.
No. Amen.
It only made it to where God, you know, God, it covers it. Amen.
Right. Right.
But it didn't take away their sin.
No.
Amen. But when Christ came on the scene,
amen,
He died, resurrected,
right,
come back on the day of Pentecost in the form of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. That's a different story then. Amen.
That's right.
And if you still have sin, that's because that's up to you, between you and God.
Right. Right.
But you as a Christian, you don't have to have sin in your life. Amen.
Right. Right.
If you believe that your sins are gone, amen, then your sins are gone. But if you still live under condemnation, if you're always condemning yourself and believing the lies of Satan, telling you that you're bad, you're dirty, you're look what you did yesterday, look what you do, amen, then what Christ did for you, if you believe that, then what Christ did for you will not, it has no effect on you.
Right.
Because it's upon what you believe.
Amen.
Amen. Do you believe that what Christ did for you? You know, Brother Dale, he's been bringing out the salvation. Amen.
Amen.
We appreciate the series that he's bringing out. Amen. It goes back to good old salvation,
amen,
saints. Amen.
Right.
To believe that God, amen, has forgiven me of my sin.
Glory.
Amen.
Right.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That has to be revealed to you.
Amen.
As a Baptist, when I was in the Baptist church, amen, you come to a point where you say, I remember when I came to the altar at 12 years old and I sincerely cried and asked the Lord to forgive me for my sin. I understood what the preacher was preaching about, and I was sincere. But you know what, saints? As sincere as I was, I still went out into the world and did the things of the world. So you can cry. That's the reason, young people, I say, When you go to the youth camps and all these things, amen, it's wonderful. But you make sure that you get the life of Christ,
right,
amen.
Right.
You make sure that because I believe that we all, we should be able to go, we should, it's awesome to be able to go to the youth camps and to do all these things. Amen. I didn't have all these opportunities when I was younger, right?
Right.
Praise the Lord. But, saints, you have to keep in mind, amen, that it's a continual walk with Christ.
Right, amen.
Just because you had one experience at the youth camp, or you cried, or you shouted, or you shook, or something like that, which is wonderful if you did,
right,
but are you growing in Christ?
Right.
Is this word still, is that token still on display?
Glory.
Or when you come back from the youth camp, you're holy for about 3 months, and then all of a sudden, holiness goes out the door.
Yeah.
Then what happened to what happened at the youth camp?
Right.
I'm nothing against the youth camps. I believe in them.
Amen.
And I believe that we need to take our young people to them.
Amen.
I believe that we need to have our young people in anything that has to do with the Word.
Amen. Right. Amen.
I totally agree with that.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Anything that involves the Word, have them in an atmosphere like
right.
that.
Amen.
Because otherwise, you know, they're just going to be feeding off these other things, and they'll be just grow up sort of nonchalant type
yep. right.
children.
Yep.
I don't want my children to grow up like that.
Right. Amen.
Amen. I want to keep it in an atmosphere where the word is going
right.
forth.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Praise God. But this glorious place, let's see where we're at. Therefore, it had no certain nature. It was an animal. Therefore, the blood stood for a token that the life had been given. But in this glorious place under this covenant, there is a difference between the blood and the life. The token for the believer today is a tape.
No.
Doesn't say that, does it?
No. That's right, brother.
The token for the believer today is a relic.
No.
Doesn't say that.
Amen.
The token for the believer today is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Not a relic, not a blood,
right.
A chemistry,
right.
But it is the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
That is the token that God requires of the church today.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
That's the token. God must see this token.
Yep.
God must see this token.
Right.
He must see it in every one of us.
Right. Amen.
Amen. I love that. Because, I could have said that, but it's better when the prophet says
Amen.
It.
Amen.
So that there's no question.
Amen.
That's the message of the day.
Amen.
That's the message. That's what Brother Brandon was trying to tell us.
Amen.
You want to display your token? Get it inside.
Amen.
Amen. Next quote. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm almost done here, saints. Yes. A blood identified the believer.
Right.
Because the life had gone out, could not come back, so he had to have a chemistry. He had to have like a paint of a blood, a chemistry that showed that life went from it. Now, the very Spirit itself is the token.
Amen.
Right. The Holy Spirit itself is the token, not the blood. Mm-hmm. See, Jesus shed his blood. On Calvary, right?
Yeah.
And the denominations, they're all about the blood. And thank God for the blood.
Yeah, sure.
But Brother Branham said himself that you could have a pint of the physical blood of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you could smear that all over you.
Nope.
You could pour it on you.
Uh-huh.
And still die and go to hell.
Amen. Right. That's right. Sir.
You see what I'm saying, saints?
Right.
Young people, you could do everything physical that you're supposed to do. You could do everything that you need to do to get by and still die and go to hell.
Right. Right. Amen.
Amen. The blood was shed at Calvary. That is true. But the blood, as far as it is, went back into the elements from which it come.
Yep.
You see, that blood evaporated.
Yep. Amen.
That blood, where's the blood of Christ?
Yeah, right.
I want the life that was in the blood.
Amen. Right.
That
Amen.
Life is the Holy Ghost, right?
Amen.
That's what can go into me and make me live that life that Christ lived when he was here on earth.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
But the blood, as far as it is, went back into the elements from which it come from the food that he lived on, that Jesus lived on.
Sure.
But you see, inside that blood cell was a life that started the blood cell to moving.
Yeah.
If it was, the chemistry had no life in itself, and therefore it could not move.
Right.
But when the life come into the chemistry of the blood,
right.
It formed a cell.
Right.
It formed its own cell, then cell after cell, then it become a man. Amen. And that man was God.
Amen.
Emmanuel in flesh.
Amen.
But when that life returned back, the chemistry went to it, but the token is the tape.
No.
But the token is the Holy Ghost
Amen.
Upon the church.
Yeah. Right.
That they see Christ.
Amen. Amen.
What are we showing the world? Are we showing them Christ? Or are we showing them relics?
Yeah.
I'm not worried about relics.
No.
You know what, saints? There was a brother one time, several years ago. Brother Joe knows him, and I think he's met him. And he might have come here and spoken before. A brother from the Amazon jungle. His name is Brother Isaiah Borjas. from Venezuela, Hispanic brother, lives in the jungle. And he came to visit in the United States around 2002, 2003. And that's when I met him. And he was amazed at the people hearing the message and how they... He went and visited Jeffersonville and all that. And that's wonderful, right?
Sure.
But he himself came back. And this is what he said. A man that lives out in the jungle. This is what he said. He said, Brother Luis, he said, I'm going back home now. But you know what? What's important, you make sure that you just don't live by relics in your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, that's a man that lives, not in America, a man that lives in the middle of the jungle,
right.
Who's a pastor, has a church down there. speaking to people, you know, who supposedly don't have any civilization.
Yeah.
He himself saying, don't live by relics. It was wonderful. It was wonderful to go and visit the tabernacle. He said, oh, it was great to shake Brother Joseph's hand and all that stuff. But he said, that's not really what I desire though.
Right.
It's what he said.
Amen.
Now I said, you know what? This brother has got it. he understands it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
The people, you'd be surprised. And I've gone out, I've been in the mission field. You'd be surprised how these people, they're getting the message.
Right. Yeah.
And they know that it's not just in books and tapes.
No. Right.
They don't even have all of the messages that you and I have. It hasn't been translated.
Amen.
And yet, they're getting the essence of the message.
Hey, sure. Right.
They're
Amen.
Preaching it. Young man, about my age. Young man preaching this to their congregations.
Right.
I know a brother right now in Nicaragua, right now, preaching this revelation. Exactly the message that Brother Branham brought to us. Amen.
Amen.
The life of the message.
Amen. Right.
To the people. And he surprises me. And it's exactly the message.
Amen.
Now you see, saints, we here in America, we got all of the messages.
Yep.
We've gotten all of the relics. We've got we've got everything. And some of these people are outdoing us.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right, brother.
Sure.
Now, it's not about competition. That's not what that's all about.
I know.
Right.
But they've gotten what the essence of this word is about.
Glory.
Amen. Amen. Are we getting the essence of the word? Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm just challenging you, saints.
Amen.
I'm challenging you. That is, this, it's a late hour.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
and I know most of us, we understand these things, but
Amen.
But I'm just, you know, I want the young people to understand these things
That's
as well.
Glory.
Amen. Our kids, amen. Yes. They're our future.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. If you don't have kids, you know, you don't understand.
Right.
I have children. There's parents here that have children, grandchildren,
right.
And we desire
yes, sir,
for our children to live, to have
right.
not the relics or the chemistry
right.
of the of this, but
right.
the life.
Amen.
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 That's the only thing that's going to continue living
Amen.
On.
Right. Amen.
And that's going to influence the world.
That's right.
Right.
Amen. Praise
Lord.
God.
Amen.
Amen. The next quote. The water, blood, and spirit come when a mother gives birth to the to the baby. The first thing breaks a normal birth is a water. The second thing is a blood. And the next thing is life. There come from the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, water, blood, and life. And the whole church, the bride together, has been made up through justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is the token.
Amen.
Right. That's right.
The whole process.
Right.
Amen. And the church in this day that's received the token of the baptism
right.
of the Holy Spirit, I don't see anywhere where he says it's a relic.
Amen.
Or a tape.
Right.
As they're teaching these children.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what it is. That the blood has been shed and that the Holy Ghost is upon the church. Without us, then they cannot raise.
Come on. Right.
Without the token.
Amen. Right.
The ones waiting for us
Amen.
Cannot raise.
Amen.
Right.
But they're depending on us. For God promised he would have it, and somebody is going to be there.
Right. Amen. Believe that.
I don't know who it's going to be, but somebody is going to receive it.
Glory.
The only one thing I'm responsible is to preach it.
Right. Amen.
And if he wasn't just the only one to preach it, amen.
Right.
That word, if it's a live word, it needs to continue moving
right.
and living.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Being continually preached.
Right.
Through a fivefold ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
And through your lives.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Through your sister's lives as well.
Amen. Right.
It's God's business to look out for that predestinated seed. There is going to be there though, because they're going to be there. Each one of them, one with the other, the water age, the blood age, and now the token age
Amen.
Of the
right.
Holy
right.
Ghost.
Amen.
I just keep seeing where the token is the Holy Ghost.
Right.
I don't see where it's anything else.
Right. Right. Amen.
So I don't know where they're getting this, that the token is something else.
Yep.
Scroll, keep going.
Come on,
I think that might be that might be it. Okay. All right. So saints, and we'll just cut it right there. But let's read that last few verses there in Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12, verse 8. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread. In other words, get leaven out of your house.
Right.
What is leaven? Worldliness.
Yep. Right.
Movies you're not supposed to watch.
Yeah.
Accounts you're not supposed to have. Subscriptions that you need to stop.
Yeah.
I'd just say it like this. Brother Brandon would call it different things in his day. Nowadays, it's different stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's subscriptions. I can name all different types of accounts.
Yeah.
Unleavened, that's leaven in your home.
Right.
In other words, that's extra fluff. That doesn't need to be there.
Right.
It's taking your time away from God.
Right.
Nothing wrong with, you know, I don't go hunting. I don't go fishing. I don't do these things. I'll do it if, you know, but it's not what I desire to. But some of you love that.
Yeah.
I entertain myself with other things, but I cannot let those things take the place of God.
Right.
And if those things are taking the place of God and me being in the house of God, going to church, abiding in Christ,
right.
and corrupting my home,
right.
And there's a problem. You have leaven in your house.
Right.
And with bitter herbs they shall eat it.
That's right.
Amen. In other words, the Israelites there, God wanted them to remember the bitterness that they had through there in Egypt. And those bitter herbs, it reminded them of the bitterness of the slavery that they had gone through.
Yep.
Amen. But at the same time, you can go through a rough time in life, saints.
Amen.
You can go through hardships. All of us are not exempt from having bad things happen to us.
Right.
You say, oh, bad things don't happen to Christians.
Boy.
No.
Testament.
Right. My brother Boyd, he's gone through a bad thing here in the past few weeks.
Right.
Brother Colley. You know, some of us, you know, we've gone through some terrible things in our lives. Lost loved ones and things like that.
Right.
But saints, when you're eating the word, amen. When you're eating the lamb, amen. When you're in this word, it helps to make things better.
Right.
Isn't it so thankful? Isn't it so peaceful that God's made a way for us, amen.
Right.
Now you don't have to carry all those burdens on you,
amen.
But place them on Him.
Right.
Who is our burden carrier, amen.
Right.
And eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs and with the pertinence thereof. In other words, eat everything. In other words, don't be picky. They were supposed to eat the brain. They were supposed to eat the heart. They were supposed to eat every single thing, every part of the lamb, every part of that animal they were supposed to eat. Don't nitpick on this.
Right.
Don't just take what you think it's good for you. Don't just, it's everything or nothing.
Right.
Amen. And with the pertinence thereof, that's the entrails, the insides. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire.
Amen. Right.
Last verse, verse 11. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded.
Yep.
Amen. In other words, ready to go.
Amen.
Amen. That's how we need to be eating this word.
Amen.
As if the coming of the Lord is happening. Amen. As if we're going to see the resurrected saints. Amen. At any moment.
Amen.
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 That's how we need to be living our lives. Your shoes on your feet. They were supposed to eat it inside their home with their shoes on.
Yep.
Right. On their feet.
Right.
Which represented, I'm ready to go.
Right.
Yeah. And your staff in your hand.
Amen.
In other words, your walking stick,
Amen.
Right?
Yep.
Your traveling stick,
yep.
Spiritually speaking. And ye shall eat it in haste.
Yeah.
Amen. In other words, you shall eat it quickly.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Eat it quickly or else it'll pass away from you.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. If amen. As the word is going forth, amen. Receive everything quickly, amen.
Right. Yeah.
Otherwise it'll go away from you. Amen.
Right.
Because the word is continually moving.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
The word is continually moving. It is the Lord's Passover.
Right.
Now that's what the word Passover means.
Yep.
Is that if you applied that token in your life, if those Israelites applied that token over the door,
right,
then the death angel was going to pass over
right.
them.
Right.
Right?
Amen.
That's what the Passover means. And if God sees that token displaying in your life and you fall flat on your face, you commit something, but you know that you're supposed to go to God and you go to God and you say, Lord, forgive me. Here I am. I can't save myself. I can't forgive my own sin, but here I am. Take me. Then he'll pass over you. He'll pass over your sin. Because why? That token's on display. You're dependent on that.
Amen.
Not on your own merits. You're dependent on Him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So young people, saints, adults, kids, amen, it's time. Let's take God seriously in our lives. Let's quit the playing around and the nonchalant of this word. You're becoming adults now. And some of us as adults, and we still don't know what this word is about. We've been coming to this church for 40 years and you still have no clue what the message is.
Right. Amen.
Come on, people. It's time to get with it.
Amen. Right.
I need to get with it.
Amen.
Right. Amen. And that's what we need to do,
yeah,
saints.
Glory. Amen.
So abiding in the token life.
Amen.
Amen. Not just displaying the token, but abiding in that token.
Right.
And let that token abide in you. If you abide in me and I abide in you, that's what you will. Jesus said.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stand to our feet. Amen. Praise God. Brother Boyd, let's sing, When I See the Blood, I Will Pass Over You. You know what? But 2:10 in the red book. 34. Thank you, brother. Amen. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you, saint. Jesus promised it.
Christ, our Redeemer,
died on the cross. Died for the sinner, paid all his due. Sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb, and I will pass over you.
Sinners,
chiefest of sinners, Jesus will say, all he has promised, that will he do. Wash in the fountain, open for sin, and I will pass over you.
He promised it.
When I see the blood,
coming,
all will be there, each one receiving justly his due. Hide in the saving, sin cleansing blood, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the
great compassion, oh great compassion, oh boundless love, oh loving kindness, faithful and true. Find peace and shelter under the blood, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass. Sing that chorus one more time, that chorus. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood,
amen. Give the Lord a clap of praise this afternoon. That you're hidden under that blood, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Saints, and there in Exodus, you know, death was coming to all of them, Egyptians and Israelites. So if an Israelite may have heard the message and they didn't do what the message truly said, they were going to die too. Their firstborn was going to die. So this thing about not doing the complete word of God, not obeying the true word of God, it goes for everybody. Amen. It's not just for the sinner outside or for the denominational person. No, it goes for the one who's heard the message of their day. Amen. Who's heard what they're supposed to do. But if you don't go do it, there's going to be death in the household. In this household. This is where the blood's supposed to be placed. In this household. In your household. If the blood, fathers, mothers, if the blood is applied in your household, person, in your physical, in your spiritual life, then you can help bring that token into your home as well. Amen? But if you don't display the token in your personal life, then how are you going to expect for your children to display the token? How are you going to expect for your wife to display the token when you're not displaying the token? When you, as a wife, is not displaying your token. My husband's not displaying the token, but you're not doing it either. My children are not displaying the token, but what are you displaying?
Right.
As I said before, what your children only go wherever you go.
Right.
Whatever way, attitude you take, that's how your children will go.
Right.
And then don't be surprised when they grow up and they don't serve the Lord.
Right.
You took this thing very nonchalant.
Right.
You didn't obey the full message.
Right.
And now your children are out
serving
the world. Now that may not be in every case, but we are examples to our children.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Praise the Lord. How many love the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. So if all hearts and minds are clear, Brother Dale, you didn't say anything or anything like that? Okay. Amen. Remember Brother Wade, as he'll be traveling this week. Brother Bob and them, I think they're leaving for Kentucky tomorrow. And remember us Friday, and we'll be heading from North Carolina. We'll be there this weekend. And also Brother Joe and Sister Rachel, they're leaving too, but they'll be back here for Sunday. So you just remember them in prayer. Amen. Remember all of us. Many people traveling in these next few days. So the Lord will just protect us. Amen. Amen. Lord bless you all. Let's just bow our heads. Our gracious Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, for this word, Lord, that you've given us, Father. It all, Father God, just blends so well, Lord God. It's all so perfect, Father. And so we thank you for giving us the message of our day, Lord. And that's guiding us and directing us through your Holy Spirit, Lord God, to be more like you. Help us to display this token. Have it and not be ashamed of it, Lord Jesus. Because, Father God, that's what the world wants to see, a true living Christ in this hour. We commit ourselves into your hands now this evening. And we pray these things. Protect us on these roads as we'll be traveling this week, Lord, all my brothers and sisters. And watch over us. Keep us safe. Bring us all back safely, Lord God.
Amen.
And Lord, just bless the services here, Father, this weekend.
Yes.
Strengthen Brother Dale, Lord God Almighty, as he brings forth your word, Lord Jesus. Help the people to be attentive, Lord God. Help them to, Father God, receive, Father God, the spirit of your word, Lord Jesus.
Glory.
We commit it all unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Amen.